So it is a team effort, and you, number two, the solo, kind of putting it all together. And so this is an opportunity for you to stamp this this show with your signature, as our alumni have done with yours. Is that a true experience for all the snowbirds?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's the same thing we did, sat down as a team, threw some ideas on the table. And as Crank said, sometimes the ideas flew, came out of guys a little quicker over a few beer at night. And then sit down in the light of day and say, okay, does this make sense? Figure it out, go out and try it. You know, one of the signature maneuvers that the snowbirds still do, you'll see the guys fly tomorrow, is called the double take, where lead comes in with four behind and the right side up, but the two inner pilots are upside down, flying formation upside down, which is very challenging, but then Crank's going to pull it up and roll it, actually, so that he'll be upside down with four behind him, and then two and three will be right side up. That maneuver was started the year before I was on the team the first time, back in 1987, and it took the guys a long time to figure out how to actually fly that one, because as everyone knows, when you're flying upside down, the controls are reversed. So it's a lot of the maneuvers were just developed the same way, just here's an idea, let's see if we can make it work.
Good. What is the training like for, once you put the show together, you think you know what you want to do, what's the training sequence?
The first 3 months is essentially building the core foundation of formation flying. So from October, so when the show season ends in the middle of October, the team takes about a 2 week break. When they come back at the end of October, we do that half team swap out, and we sit down as training day number one, mission number one, with the brand new show team. And trip number one is essentially just making sure we can go out and back together, and everything, you know, nothing cosmic, just the bare bones basic. So the months of November, December, we're essentially flying twice a day. Every once in a while, we'll throw a third wave in. The luxury of the tutor is that we can fly two pilots in the same airplane. So number two and number three are essentially flying the same position. One's on the left side, one's on the right side. Four and five are the same. Six and seven are the same. And eight and nine are the same. So trip number one, for the first month anyways, everybody is dualed up. We're not flying the nine plane. We're flying a five plane essentially. Actually, it's a five plane initially until five and four can get split up. And then now we can have a full stem, and then the formation kind of grows from there. Historically, our first kind of call it revenue trip is the Canadian equivalent of the Super Bowl, but the Grey Cup. That tends to be at the end of November. So that's just to try to get ready to fly a nine plane, to be over where you need to be at exactly the right time, in the right formation. We don't start looping and rolling the formation. If you can get that done prior to Christmas, you're doing pretty good. But the actual maneuvers that you'll see tomorrow and over the weekend don't start looking like those maneuvers until probably February timeframe, once the core foundation formation skills are solidified. And what we do is we call it an up and down with wrap, which is basically I pull the formation up to like a 40, 45 degree nose up attitude. I add a roll and then I reverse the turn. So all the wingmen have to manipulate the flight controls and the throttles in all three dimensions. And that's pretty much the hardest thing you can do. I mean, looping is all one in the same dimension. When you throw the up and down with wrap, you're really exercising all the flight controls. As you can appreciate, the wider the formation is, the people that are on the inside of the turn, when I turn into them, they actually have a smaller radius of turn to fly, so they actually have to power back, and at times that not only do they have to power back, they actually have to pop the speed brakes out to really slow themselves down, and then when I reverse the turn, now they got to pop the speed brakes in and apply quite a bit of power to stay in formation. So it's kind of, they need to get used to how I fly the profile. As you saw in the video, I do talk as I'm doing maneuvers with my airplane, and that essentially helps the wingman to preemptively manipulate the flight controls and throttle so that it's not too late for them to apply whatever control inputs need to be done. So long story short is our plan is on paper, and we know what it's supposed to look like, and we have to wait 4 months until we can actually fly what we would consider looks like an air show. And I remember this year when we flew our first opener, which is the sequence of events, the first 7 minutes of our show, which was linking the looping and rolling, and we all looked at ourselves on TV and we're there, oh my God, we actually look like snowbirds. And I mean, I remember how happy the whole team was sitting at the table, and that was a pretty, that was a good bonding experience for sure.
All right, for 8 and 9, what's it like to be on the outside of the formations there, trying to follow his lead?
Well, to be honest, you know, largely like the boss was alluding to, the profile has to be consistent for everybody to be able to fly consistently, whether they're in the stem or outboard. For us, we're very fortunate to have a boss whose profiles are very consistent. So for us, it's the very initial part of training is about learning him, learning his profile, and us learning his profile as well, and seeing some parallels between what works and what doesn't. You know, matching the telegraphing and the roll rates. And you know, for me, I find it. I don't want to make this sound like it's easy, but it's easy now because we've had that crawl and then walk and then run approach, where we've really gone through the rigors of seeing the extremes of the envelope. What, you know, he's seen where he can push us and where we'll start falling apart or stretching or needing to make other compensations that we don't necessarily have the afterburner or the power that we wish that we'd have to be able to make up for those things. So 9 on the left side, because a lot of our rolls are to the left, unfortunately we're not ambi rollers, we don't roll right and left. he gets the brunt of the more difficult task, like the boss was alluding to, so I'll let 9 kind of speak to his profile.
Yeah, no, actually that took a long time to figure out, so for the barrel roll maneuver, I think it took me a good 2 months actually to not get spit out of the formation every single time, so... you know, there's a lot of frustration in my cockpit, not for children to listen to every time I got kicked out of the formation. But no kidding, like we would do this roll, geez, 4, 5, 6 times a mission, and I just would get kicked out every single time. Until now, it's almost like second nature in a way that as soon as I feel that formation roll, I know I put the speed brakes out for a time duration, and then that speed brake goes in, and then I listen to the boss's voice and his tempo about what he's doing with the throttle, and I just anticipate that. And so far, I haven't been spit out of the formation. Now that I said that,
watch for that this weekend.
We're going to be in for it, yeah. The other great part about being the solo is that we're only with the formation for half the time. We got to go off and rage for a little bit and do our own thing.
So, who is new on the team this year? Couple? And then everyone else has got at least 1 year experience behind you? Okay. Anyone want to share any unusual stories from the road? Define unusual, I'd say. Yeah. We're at an airport, so anything could be unusual.
What if I leave?
Yeah.
You men.
Wow.
You're pretty quiet over
look
there.
Look at that. Pilots who don't have stories. This never happens. Never happens.
Yeah, well, you know, we are snowbirds, so we do a lot of unusual things overall, but I'd say probably the most unusual thing I've seen this year was the inners breaking out the skateboards on the ramp in New York City, and they were putting on a little skateboard demonstration, and that went viral pretty quickly on Twitter. They also break out the Frisbees. In fact, I would say the inners probably do the most unusual things overall. They're probably our most unusual guys on the team overall.
Yeah.
They refer to themselves as inner strength. I'm not sure what that means yet, but
they're amazingly quiet in there. In the middle, right in the middle there.
Pardon me.
They're very quiet here.
Yeah, they're not saying much right now. Maybe I'll pass the microphone their way and see what they have to say about that.